It's 9 o'clock, and this is Observer Radio News. I'm Tara Blair with Amir Islam and Hassan Zahid. It's a cool minus 1 degree outside our East York studios. Now, here are today's top headlines. Doug Ford plans to run for the Progressive Conservatives in the next provincial election. Go unveils its new double-decker buses. And Disney shuts down LucasArts video game unit. Now to our top story. In an unexpected announcement Wednesday morning on AM 640, Councillor Doug Ford announced he will in fact be running in the next provincial election for the Progressive Conservatives. Ford further went on to taunt the current Premier, saying, "Call an election, Kathleen Wynne, in May, and I will run. I will guarantee it, and we will defeat you." Ford has been the councillor for Ward 2, Etobicoke North, since his brother Rob Ford took the mayor's office in 2010. His father, Doug Ford Sr., had been a part of Mike Harris's conservative government from 1995 till 1999. Go riders can rejoice. On Wednesday, Ontario Transportation Minister Glenn Murray revealed a new series of 25 double-decker Go buses. The new buses, which seat 81, will be traveling across Go's 45 routes, compared to the previous double-deckers only being used on 11 routes. Official routes should be confirmed over the next few weeks. However, speculation says it's expected they will run primarily between York University in Oakville, Square One, Streetsville, Meadowvale, and Bramalia. Later on in the spring, they will also begin serving university campuses, such as McMaster, Waterloo, Wilfrid, Laurier, Guelph, and Trent. The Walt Disney Company is making the news again. 4 months after it purchased Lucasfilm, it is now shutting down video game production at LucasArts. This means laying off current staff and licensing its characters and stories to other game developers. According to Kotaku, the technology website, 150 people had been laid off, saying they had an unnamed source who confirmed the number. Two games were also said to have been in production. Star Wars First Assault and Star Wars 1313 have apparently been canceled. Disney, as of late, has started to move away from developing console games for systems like Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3, and more towards apps. And that's the latest news. Now to sports news.
Thanks, Tara. The Raptors wins. Last night they went over on Washington Wizards by 88-78. This win was just a consolation for the home team at Air Canada Centre last night. They have only 7 games left, and their position in the Eastern Zone table is 10th among 15 teams. They won only 28 matches so far and lost 47. Raptors' last night win is the result of performance by two rookies. Jonas Valanciunas had his season-high score of 24 points with 10 rebounds. Quincy Essie contributed another 8. Now, from baseball. The scoreline is 3-2 against home team, and it's all against the high expectation on them. Last night at Rogers Center, Blue Jays lost to Cleveland Indians. Jose Bautista had his first homer of the season, but another homer by Mark Reynolds of Indians made the game for the visitors. This season, Blue Jays imported a gang of high-priced talent, but it is Bautista against who did something for his team. In a post-match reaction, Bautista said his big hits are always good, but he wished his team wins. Toronto Maple Leaf continues to make a good squad for the season. Although a goalie left, Leaf got Ryan O'Byron from Colorado Avalanche and Andrew McWilliam from North Dakota. O'Byron's scoring record is not impressive, but he is big, 6'5" and 234 pounds. He had only 4 goals in 300 games, but 363 penalty minutes. Leaf manager David Nonis said, "This is skill of O'Brien's will help." And finally, tennis. Milos Raonic declared that he is 100% ready for Canada's historic Davis Cup World Cup quarterfinal tie against Italy in Vancouver this week. Raonic was first to pull out from last month's Sony Open prior to his third-round match against Sam Querrey of USA. But after a month's rest, the 22-year-old is now fit for his opening match against Italy at the University of British Columbia on Friday. And that's all for now. We'll be back right after the commercial. Stay with us.
Are you a little nutty? Everyone's a little nutty when they're hungry. Snickers Peanut Butter Square is a snack to satisfy your nutty side. Filled with smooth peanut butter, crunchy peanuts, sweet caramel, and chewy nugget, all covered in milk chocolate, you'd be nuts not to eat Snickers Peanut Butter Squared.
Welcome back, Hassan with the Entertainment Buzz. NBC says Jay Leno is quitting his late-night talk show tonight. He will be replaced by Jimmy Fallon. Tonight is the most popular U.S. late-night talk show. Leno has been host for 21 years. The change takes effect next year. Pop star Justin Bieber's scheduled performance on April 16 and 17 in Oslo has made students' exams get rescheduled. The decision was taken in fear that the students might skip their midterm as the exam dates coincide with Bieber's performance. The decision came from Norway's Minister of Education. Bieber is currently performing in Europe. And Richie Sambora of Bon Jovi has dropped out of the current leg of the tour because of personal issues. The celebrated guitarist was in rehab for alcohol problems. He tweeted fans on Wednesday saying he was well. The band says he is not included in the performance in Calgary, Alberta next Tuesday. Now back to Tara for the wrap up.
Thanks, Hassan. For more news, head to torontoobserver.ca. I'm Tara Blair, and on behalf of all of us here at Observer Radio News, have a great day.